Pennsylvania health policy experts and disability advocates are worried about fallout from the Trump administration's 2025 Budget Reconciliation Act, also known as the One Big Beautiful Bill. It includes major changes and cuts to programs like Medicare and Medicaid, which could impact vulnerable populations. WHYY's Nicole Leonard tells us more.
Inglis House is a large castle-like stone building just on the outskirts of Philadelphia, near the Balakinwood border. People in wheelchairs are zooming in and out of the lobby. Other groups, also in wheelchairs, are in a main room learning about pickleball and table tennis. Outside, there's a large courtyard with a manicured lawn and fountains where some people are hanging out and enjoying the warm weather.
Hey, John.
Hey. How are you, lady?
Yes, good.
Inglis House is a residential nursing facility that provides long-term care for about 180 people with disabilities. Uniquely, it's a wheelchair community that includes residents of all ages and conditions. It has a rehabilitation department, a small grocery store, a library, and rec rooms. Aaron Deedy moved in about 2 years ago. The 43-year-old needs help with medical issues and activities of daily living. But here, he's not restricted to a hospital bed. He's in a band and joined a theater group.
That's what I love, is always something to do.
Deedy's care is covered by Medicaid, just like 93% of all residents at Inglis. It was a relief for his mother, Ann Phillips. She cared for her son at home in Wilmington ever since he was injured in an accident over 2 decades ago. But Phillips and her husband struggled to do it on their own as they got older.
It checked off all the boxes I believe didn't exist anywhere. And I was thrilled. I thought it was an answer to my prayers. I thought I can have peace of mind and he can have what he dreamed of.
The impending federal cuts to Medicaid and the anticipated downstream effects on nursing facilities has Phillips worried about how long this peace of mind will last.
I'm really, really scared of that because I cannot replicate what he's got and it is keeping me awake.
Health policy experts predict that as Pennsylvania receives fewer federal Medicaid dollars overall, the state could choose to cut payment rates to nursing homes across the Commonwealth. Dr. Rachel Werner of the Leonard Davis Institute of Health Economics at the University of Pennsylvania says that could force nursing homes to lay off staff or freeze hiring, cut optional health care services, and scale back activities and programs for residents. A facility may also reduce its census, or the number of beds and people it serves.
Because they're going to lack the staff and the ability to care for those residents in a safe manner. This is going to further reduce the revenue that nursing homes have and ultimately could lead to nursing homes closing.
Inglis President and CEO Diane Roth says the organization is regularly fielding calls and questions from residents and their families, concerned about how care could change at the facility. She says leaders are worried too, because the stakes are high.
We have human beings' lives at risk.
Roth says the goal is to keep as many services and people as possible. To make up for any funding losses, they're looking at contingency plans and ways to bring in more money from other kinds of insurance programs and revenue streams without spending more to do so.
We're always looking for, and how are we more efficient? And how are we more efficient in what we're doing, right? Because the costs are just going to keep going up. But I think it's when we do our most innovative work.
Inglis resident Rue Amagasu, who's 59, has been carefully following the debate around the new federal law and how funding cuts could one day affect his home and care. He recently organized a rally outside the facility to raise awareness in the community.
People are living their lives and have enough difficulties as it is. So, you know, having these other circumstances and people living this other life doesn't occupy many people's concerns or thoughts. And it's hard to get the word out. But again, you know, I think it's important.
He says Inglis is a special place, one that has both the healthcare resources and the social and community pieces that make it an ideal place to live, especially for younger people with disabilities. To lose any part of that, he says, would be devastating. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.